Lots of new businesses open up in Norwich, calls for a new bridge, and Ruth starts us off with news of a new Greggs store.
Bakery chain Greggs could open its biggest store in Norfolk after it revealed the location of its new site. The chain looks set to take over the prominent large site formerly occupied by Game in the back of the inns in Norwich. The empty unit sits on the corner of White Lion Street, almost directly opposite an existing Greggs near the main entrance to the Castle Quarter. But plans submitted to Norwich City Council show the chain, famous for its sausage rolls, is set to move in on its doorstep. The new store would be over 1,700 square feet in size, significantly larger than most of its stores. Greggs said the firm couldn't confirm anything just yet, but added that the company would share information on a potential new store in due course. The plans show it has applied for permission to put up illuminated signage outside the store and install promotional TV screens in the windows. It currently has 23 shops in Norfolk, 9 of which are in Norwich, on the High Street and in retail parks and at roadside service stations, and 3 more in Lowestoft and Beccles.
A frozen food business has its sights set on a second store in Norwich. A large 932 square metre vacant unit in Longwater Retail Park, formerly occupied by Argos, has seen plans put forward to South Norfolk Council by the Food Warehouse. The Food Warehouse, owned by Iceland Foods, was set up in 2014 and has around 150 stores across the country, including one in Hall Road. Planning documents submitted to erect signage outside the store also reveal that the site will employ 10 full-time staff and 30 part-time. If the plans are given the green light, it will open later this year.
Businesses along a treasured high street are expressing their disdain as more of the flagstones that line the pavement are being torn up. The historic shopping strip is adorned with independent businesses. Work began in St Augustine's on Tuesday, February the 8th, to remove a section of paving from outside Eastern Pottery. And it continued as workmen appeared again on Tuesday, February the 15th, on the opposite side of the street, with more staff removing tiles 2 days later. A Norfolk County Council representative stated that the disruption was the last of the planned works. Jessica Fellers of Florists Jipola said she was not notified of any works due to take place outside her business. She said, "I was just a little bit perplexed as to why. It sticks out like a sore thumb. There's no vision, there's no foresight into design or architectural keeping. It really does affect business. They really should replace them with more flagstone paving rather than black tarmac." Laura Buds, owner of Norfolk Retro, added, "I have no idea why they thought that was appropriate or in keeping with the rest of the street. I feel that as if this was one of the Norwich lanes, they wouldn't be sticking a big bit of tarmac down. We deserve to have the same level of care and attention."
A couple have approached the council asking it to consider building a new bridge over the River Yare. Veronica and Patrick Byrne, who live in Rosedale Crescent in Thorpe Hamlet, say a bridge from the suburb to Whitlingham Broad would not only be more eco-friendly, but would connect communities more effectively. The pair frequently walk around the lake but have to drive as a direct route is cut off by the river and railway track in between. Veronica said, "We normally take the car from Thorpe Hamlet to Whitlingham Broad, which is about 4 miles. It's too far for us to walk, so we have to drive and then park up somewhere. But it's less than a mile as the crow flies. We always walk along our side of the bridge and think how nice it would be to have a bridge here." Patrick added, "Since COVID, we have done a lot of walks around the Hamlet area. We also see people walking around too, and they're saying you only see so much north of the river. The parks are more maintained south of here, so it would be nice to have a way of getting across without the need to drive or risking life and limb." Vanessa said, "It would also reduce the traffic and pollution in the area with more people walking or cycling."
A much-loved cake stall on Norwich Market is expanding into a shop and will sweeten up its first customers with goodie bags. The Cuppy Hut is opening in St Giles Street from 10 till 4 with freebies for the first 50 people that make a purchase. The goodie bags include samples of 6 sweet treats, plus gifts from other local businesses such as Planted and Lisa Angel. Owners and best friends Mel Abel and Kim Cooper, both from Heatherset, will keep the market stall, which will be run by Phoebe Wallen. Mrs. Cooper said, "It's great to give other businesses a shout-out and an opportunity to show their products. On offer at both premises are cupcakes, brownies, Bakewell tarts, blondies and much more,